Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo OG just making a video about what's wrong with the government. Well, let's go. Yes, I don't know what the hard-on that Donald Trump has for Rosie O'Donnell, but let her go, she's already gone. According to this, it says, because of the fact that Rosie O'Donnell is not in the best interest of our great country, neither are you, but whatever, I am giving serious consideration to taking away her citizenship. Oh? Really? Why? Let's find out. She is a threat to humanity. Yes, but she's still a human and she lives on Earth. Unless you're gonna excommunicate her from Earth, you're just talking out of your ass. And she'll remain in the wonderful country of Ireland if they want her. God bless America. So what, you could revoke people's citizenships? You have that kind of power? Gee, didn't they protest you not that long ago about no kings and shit? And yet you want to impose this kind of bullshit? Yes, don't get me wrong, Rosie O'Donnell is a worthless piece of shit and should stay over there in Ireland. But I don't think Ireland wants that. I'm sure they're gonna put return back to sender. Fuck that shit. Yeah, return, yeah, and not pay the postage or whatever, you know? Ugh, but yeah, I guess Trump wants to do this kind of shit. And yes, with the explosion of immigrants, we're gonna be seeing this shit right here on the US of A. Yeah, remember when the people from Haiti were eating the pets and shit? Yes, look what they're doing over there in the United Kingdom. It says, beach rape. Oh yes, what a good word, right? Such strength behind it. Says, teenage woman raped in public toilet. Oh yes, it's a great place to make love on a toilet. On popular UK beach as man 31 is arrested. Oh really, huh? Yes, says officers are currently patrolling the area as their detailed investigation continues. Gee, that's a little bit too late, don't you think? But hopefully this stuff doesn't come to America, but you know, I think it will be because Donald Trump is a worthless son of a bitch. Right? Just saying. Yes, you think Donald Trump or any of these politicians want to stop the influx of immigrants? Oh, hell no, because it promotes them. Yes, this gives Donald Trump a lot of ratings, don't you think? Keeps him popular. Remember, no news is good. No, is it? There's no such thing as bad publicity? Yeah, there you go. That's what I meant. Look at this cocksucker right here. It says, Ohio mayor tells entire school board to resign or face child pornography charges after teachers gave children writing prompts to write a sex scene you wouldn't show your mom. Yes, that's something that kids need to do. Show some kind of perverted shit that you wouldn't show your mom. Yes, very fucking nice. These politicians are fucking worthless. You want to see what I mean? I have a clip of politicians giving free money to immigrants. Oh yes, so if you don't think they're trying to replace you, think again.
Providing daily sustenance for people who do not have income coming in.
Yes, let me tell you a little about these scumbags. These guys, if in case you haven't noticed, they're from California, and they're paying immigrants to stay home so they don't get their asses deported. Yes, these are the people that the government wants to keep. Why do these people want these people here? You wonder? It's because it's voting power. It votes for Democrats because these are the ones giving them cash and prizes. So would you want to stop the goose of the golden eggs? No. Well, let this little piggy say his thing. Because he's a fucking asshole. Anyways.
We'll go further. As commented here, legal aid is expensive. And whatever dollar amount you put there is going to get
you. You know what? We have our own homegrown assholes. They should be getting the money more than the immigrants. I know you're importing them because you want to have more of a voter base. But fuck you. It's my money. No.
Shoot up pretty quickly. And it will only help very few people. Whereas I've seen the lines of cars. I don't know if any of you have been there.
I don't give a fuck how many cars, how much money it costs. You're not spending my money on this bullshit. So fuck you. I'm not that high to fucking spend my money on magic beans. So you could suck my rebel dick, you faggot. Just saying.
But I've seen them. And I know that they also serve folks who... are at home and are sheltered on top of that.
Gee, I don't know about that. If these immigrants had titties like this, then yeah, maybe I would shelter them. Other than that, no way. Yeah, like why the hell are you gonna take care of some person inside coming into your house? Are you the guy on the couch or something? No, if you're not contributing, you need to kick rocks. Yes, unless you have a nice titties and you're gonna let me fuck you, but then I'm gonna be taking you to bed. And you know what that means, so yeah, fuck you. My money stays in my pocket. Just saying. And who agrees with me? Yes or no? Let me know.
So I think that will go a lot further and help more people.
Oh yes, help more people. Don't you mean you want more money to grease your pockets, you fucking piece of shit? You freak? No, that's why the world's going kaputsky, because the weak little faggots like you don't want to actually do work. No, but luckily Big Daddy Putin here is kicking ass, and hopefully he puts... God damn it. No, sorry about that, I just got distracted right now. I thought there was somebody outside the door, and I thought it was the government coming for my ass already. He's like, fucking hey, I haven't done shit. Leave me alone, I'm just a little nobody, they ain't doing shit. I'm just a sweet little transvestite. Oh shit, anyways, let's continue with this fucking nonsense. Yeah, it's bullshit what happened with the Epstein files. I doubt it they're gonna ever release them. For the simple fact that a lot of people would be implicated, and it probably would destroy the world, because there's a lot of people that are fucking creeps. Yes, a lot of people that like touching kids. You'd be surprised. Yes, don't let these people get you down. Even though the world is pretty fucked up, sooner or later things will go better. Yes, things are changing. I don't know when, but when you see it, you're gonna see it and you'll be going, God damn. But yeah, hopefully it does turn better, but just be strong. Because once you're strong, people can't fuck with you. Let's continue with our mission, and let's kick ass, and I'll leave you with some crazy shit about that Patel fag. Laters, fellas.
Is the director of the FBI caught up in an Israeli honeypot operation? All right, here's the context. Quote, some social media users have wondered whether the FBI and the U.S. Justice Department's refusal to release the list of Jeffrey Epstein's clients could have something to do with Alexis Wilkins, the 26-year-old girlfriend of 45-year-old FBI director Kash Patel. This is what people online are pointing to, the fact that Patel's girlfriend, Alexis Wilkins, works for PragerU, which is a media company that supposedly espouses American values, except for the fact that it is run by a former Israeli military intelligence officer. Now, I did a bunch of digging, and unfortunately, there's actually not a lot of public information to go off of in terms of Alexis Wilkins' background. Now, what I was able to find is that her father worked for Gillette and that her mother was in aerospace and pharmaceuticals. It also says that they lived in England and Switzerland before settling in Fayetteville, Arkansas when she was 9. It also says that she attended College du Limon International School in Switzerland. Now, interestingly, ChatGPT is calling this a strange biographical gap in that she has no visible friend network or public high school college cohort interviews, which they say is unusual for a public figure in entertainment, and that if a Mossad asset were inserted early in life, these gaps would be precisely where you'd hide alternate history or handler training. Dr. Simon Goddick says that Alexis Wilkins is nearly 20 years younger than Kash and also works for an NGO that's basically Israeli intelligence, that's PragerU that he's referring to, and he says, seriously, why would an attractive young woman date a not-so-attractive Indian-American? Classic honeypot. I mean, I don't know. Who are we to really judge what people are attracted to and not attracted to? Anyway, I'm not sure what's true or what's not true, but evidently these are, quote, classic elements used in honeypot operations, soft power, ideological alignment, and sexual emotional entanglement. Let me know what you think.